So recently, a 15-year-old visited. Her new boyfriend texted her every few seconds. Where are you? What are you doing? At one point, I texted him to say, we're shopping. She needs her thumbs. And so he started texting me. Where is she? What is she doing? It was like that PSA in which a young man dressed as a giant cell phone hovers around his girlfriend all day as she becomes more and more depressed.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
What'd
you dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back.
Constant texting. It's also being called textual harassment. Many domestic violence groups are categorizing as a form of abuse. And it's been cited in cases in which young girls have been murdered by overly texting boyfriends. Christina Escobar is director of Love is Respect. That's a teen dating abuse resource at Break the Cycle. That's a group that works against domestic violence. And Christina, in our case, parents got involved, it was resolved. But for someone listening who's saying, oh, it's just texting, what's the big deal? This isn't just a little thing.
No, it's something like 1 in 4 young people who are dating reports experiencing this sort of constant textual harassment. It's really pretty common, and it's something that as grown-ups we have a hard time helping them set boundaries with, because when we were growing up, we didn't have texting. We weren't doing that when we were dating.
Your organization did a study in 2007. It showed about 24% of teens experienced this, so I'm sure it's much more than then, because social media multiplies exponentially. And we know that it can get very, very serious. There are young girls who have been murdered by boys who have been constantly texting them and not getting a reply.
That's true. Dating abuse is a very serious problem, and way too many of our teens are experiencing it. The truth of the matter is that as grown-ups, sometimes we think about teen relationships, whether in middle school, high school, or even college, as puppy love. Just because the relationship isn't serious in our minds doesn't mean that there can't be serious abuse happening.
Well, here are some of the more serious cases. Siobhan Russell from Oak Hill, Virginia, got scores of text messages from her boyfriend just before he killed her. Her parents told the Washington Post they missed warning signs because it's a private thing, texting, and it'd be different if he were on the phone and they could overhear it, or if he were showing up at the door. Very different. We're also hearing about a case in California, a 16-year-old whose ex-boyfriend paid 4 friends to text for him when he was asleep or at work so that she would be constantly bombarded with these texts. Another young woman who showed up at an abuse organization was asked by her boyfriend to send texts with photos of where she was, complete with a clock in the background, so that he could monitor her behavior all the time. This can be very threatening.
Absolutely. Digital abuse is serious, and it's something a lot of young people are experiencing. If this is happening to you or someone that you love or care for, I would suggest contacting a local domestic violence resource or visiting loveisrespect.org. We have a lot of resources about what to do, including how to make something called a safety plan, which is where you think through ahead of time dangerous situations that you might encounter so that when you're in the moment, you're not overcome by the fear of the situation. You can sort of revert back to what you thought was the best thing to do.
But how do you know it's a dangerous situation? I mentioned a young man, lovely young man, who sounds just like a stalker. You know, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you haven't texted me back in 5 minutes. Where are you? I'm sure that girls can annoy boys with over-texting, but are you seeing this more from boys to girls?
You know, anyone can be an abuser and anyone can be a victim. Either way, it's serious. I think there's a cultural stereotype that girls can't be abusive or that the abuse isn't as serious, and that is not the case.
Well, but so far the violence has been from the boys against the girls. And how do you know when it's going to cross that line?
Right. So what you need to do as a young person, or what you can do as a mentor to a young person, a parent, a teacher, a coach, is help them set a boundary, help them figure out where do they become uncomfortable. You know, if you are in love and you're used to being constantly on your phone and you feel happy and in control of the situation, you're fine. But if you're feeling like your power is being taken away by your partner, then you need to think about what your boundaries are. You need to communicate those boundaries to your partner and to the people who support you. And then if those boundaries are not respected, just like you would in real life, you know, you need to think about, is this a relationship I want to be in? If it's not, do I need to think about how to get out of it safely? Am I in a dangerous situation?
Well, and when do you go to any kind of authorities? We know there's some legislative push on the part of parents who've lost daughters to violence after this harassing texting, and they're trying to get dating violence education into schools. But what is the law on whether or not this is stalking and harassment or just an overly hyped teenager?
So stalking is illegal. It is a crime. And if you have told someone to stop contacting you and they continue to contact you, you can go before a judge and request a civil domestic violence restraining order and also stalking orders as well, and request a protection order or a restraining order against that person. Most courts now include or can include, if your lawyer or you petition, a social media clause. So one of the things that has been useful in the law on this area is that now you have proof. You know, take a screenshot of all of those text messages, and you can show to a judge that you are scared, that this is intimidating, that you've asked them to stop, and that they're not stopping. And that is the beginning of a framework to get a restraining order against that person. And then every time they contact you, they are breaking the law, and you can report them to the authorities.
Meanwhile, here's another case. Maryland passed a bill to encourage schools to teach about this, but it's not a requirement. The parents who were pushing the bill wanted it to be a requirement. They are Bill and Michelle Mitchell. Their 21-year-old daughter, Kristen, was killed by a boyfriend in 2005. And again, after this texting, again, the parents didn't know about it. They saw the texts later. She was in college. So in college, can you go to someone and complain about someone else without fear of getting them into more trouble than maybe you want?
Most schools do have a process for dealing with these types of things. How effective and how victim-friendly those processes are varies greatly. If you are thinking about contacting your local school, I would talk to a professor or somebody you know and trust first, and then sort of see if what their take on the policies are. You could, of course, research them yourself, but another important thing to know is that if you're under 18, that person you talk to might be mandated by the law to report what you tell them to the authorities.
Quite something. Christina Escobar, again, director of Love is Respect. It's a teen dating abuse resource from the group Break the Cycle. And we're talking about what's being called textual harassment. And we'll hook you up with more information at hereandnow.org. Christina, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
So, is this sounding familiar? Are you the texter, or maybe the beleaguered recipient, or maybe the parent who suspects this is happening with kids? By the way, some of these dating groups say, just ask to see their texts. Either way, let us know your view of this at hereandnow.org, at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, on Twitter at hereandnow Robin. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now.